Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Speaking of bad days, didn't have this on my message, but it reminds me of Caleb. It's one of my favorites in the Bible. When they sent the children of Israel out to spy out the land, the people were complaining about giants. But he said that these people are bread for us. So bread is what you eat daily, right? So he feeds on impossibilities. He feeds on giants and mountains. And later on, at the age of 80, Joshua came to him and said, are you able to take this mountain? And he said, I've been waiting for 40 years. These people sent me back for 40 years. But I am as strong as the day when God sent me, when I was sent to go and spy out the land. Give me that mountain. And at 80 years young, he took his mountain. How many people do you hear taking mountains at the age of 80? My Lord and my God. I'm just getting started. My prayer is, God, give me this city. God, give me this nation. Everybody that hasn't heard the gospel, let us get to them. Let them hear the word of God. Any Christian that is living defeated, Lord, let me help me to tell them that the price for victory has already been paid for. The Apostle Paul said, I forget those things that are behind. I press forward toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. So don't look back, look forward. Our future is brighter. We are going places. My Lord and my God. So I am as strong this day. I'm ready to take mountains. God, give me impossible projects to undertake. Give us impossible projects to undertake. So if we all went home, we'll be good. But bless God, we bless God. Thank God everyone is doing well. Okay. Wow, Lord, we are in for a treat. This month, we have been studying on what redemption has made available to us. What redemption has made available to us. And the first Sunday we looked, this is so important. If you missed it, go catch up on the website. To walk victoriously, you have to know our identification with Jesus Christ. And then last week, we touched a little bit on our authority in Christ. And today we'll continue along those same lines as well. But let's turn our Bibles this morning to, this is so important, let's turn our Bibles to, thank you, Lord. Mark 13:34. It says, it is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake, gives them authority, the other translation says. Jesus was describing himself before he left. It says, it's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake, or gives them authority and puts them in charge. So Jesus came and he exemplified the work of God. And before he left, he gave authority to us. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 1. We'll come back to what Jesus said. We'll see some things here this morning. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Last week we looked at it, but let's look at it again. I like it how it translated in the Living Bible. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 1, 26. Then God said, let us make a man, someone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon the earth. And in the skies and in the sea. Notice they says, be master of all life upon the earth. Verse 27, the Living Bible says, God made man like his maker. Like God did God make man. Man and maid did he make them. And God blessed them and told them, multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. You are masters of the fish and birds and all the animals. God made man. He says, let us make man like ourselves and make him master of all. Let him have dominion. This verse 60 says, let him be master of all. You see, in all of us, we strive for mastery. We strive for dominion. We want to be in charge of circumstances. Somehow in our heart, we hate defeat. Man wasn't created for all that. Let me create him like myself and make him master of all. And then in Genesis chapter 3, the enemy came in and deceived Adam and Eve. And so now they turn over their mastery. They turn over their dominion to the enemy. But thank God, Jesus Christ came. And at every point that he met the enemy, he defeated him. And then he went to the cross. He died and went to hell itself and defeated him as well and took those keys. And before he left, he says, I give authority to his servants for them to be in charge. For them to be in charge. You see, he went into the stronghold of the enemy and took the armor that he trusted in. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Thank you, Lord. This is so important. Luke 11, verse 21. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to that. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. So the dominion, the authority that Adam and Eve lost, this is so important. In the beginning, Jesus Christ went, to the devil and took his armor. He took his armor and then he took and divided the spoil. That is what Mark was saying. He was saying in Mark, similar words. He gave the authority and gave it to his servants and put them in charge. The authority that Adam and Eve lost has been restored to you and I. But you see, so many times, you see, the Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Every time that Jesus, we look at the scripture, Jesus said that the authority has been given to us. Paul said the same thing. Apostle Peter said the same thing. James also said the same thing. Thank you, Lord. But let's start with what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. My Lord and my God. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. Notice, he says, Jesus said, all authority has been in heaven and on earth has been given to me. If you stop right there, we'll say, Lord Jesus, you have the authority. But immediately, he confers the earthly portion of the authority to his disciples and say, now you go. Now you go. Take my authority that I've given you and make disciples of all nations. Notice that the authority is tied to making disciples. But look at it again. He said it in different words in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. That's the second reference. That's the second witness. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. My Lord and my God. He says, this is how Mark puts it. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany the preacher. Is that what it says? I was checking to see if you are paying attention. And these signs will accompany those who believe. The Greek literally says the believing ones. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. My Lord and my God. That is the charter promise for the church, for you and I. For those who believe, who will do the casting out of the demons. We couldn't cast out demons unless he's giving us authority. Remember, we studied last week. Authority is delegated power. You couldn't do it. And then who speak with new tongues? We don't ask God to speak with new tongues, do we? Who pick up the deadly poison and the serpents? We. Who will lay hands on the sick? We are doing it in his name. My Lord and my God. We are his representatives. You see, we saw earlier in Ephesians chapter 1 towards the end, he says, he is the head and we are the body. The last time I checked, and he says he put all things under his feet. Yeah. The last time I checked, the feet was still part of the body. It hasn't moved to be a part of the head. So he's saying that I have given you authority. You will exercise dominion, and you exercise authority over the devil in my name. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord. So this is the second reference. He tells you to do something about the devil. It doesn't say you should pray to him, because we don't ask God we don't ask him to lay hands on the sick. We lay hands on the sick in his name. You don't ask him to deal with the devil. You do it. I've given you the authority. My Lord and my God. James chapter 4, that's verse 7. Thank you, Lord. I hope that we will get this truth. Because in some areas, he expects us to do something. And we are crying out to him. Like Moses. We'll see that here shortly. Thank you, Lord. He says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Yes. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice again, he doesn't ask you to tell God to do something about the devil. You do something. I have given you the authority. Resist the devil and he will flee. To flee means to run from, like in stark terror. Heaven, if you don't do anything, nothing will be done in these areas. Heaven has done all. It will do about the devil, at least for now, till the angel comes and binds him up and puts him in the pit. Well, it will be a glorious day. I'm looking forward to that day. But in the meantime, the authority has been given unto us. Submit yourself to God. This is James writing. Resist him and he didn't say he will flee from God. He will flee from you. Thank you, Lord. That was James. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. My Lord and my God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. It says, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a lion, seeking someone to devour. What are we going to do about it? Like I said, stick our head in the sand and hope it goes away. Looking for someone to devour. Verse 9. Resist him. There's that word again. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering or afflictions or tests are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. He goes around like a roaring lion. But he's not the lion. Oh, we serve the living God. The lion of the tribe of Judah who has prevailed. Oh, and he is giving us his name. He is giving us his authority. He has given us his power. Resist him. Notice again, it doesn't say you let God do it. You do it. You do it. Resist him. Firm in your faith. Stand your ground. Notice he didn't say that. Peter didn't say, like we've heard, I mean that God is using the Apostle Paul in a unique way. In Acts chapter 19, out of his body, handkerchiefs were coming out and demons and evil spirits were leaving out of people. So let's go get him to do our resisting for us. No, he says you. That's you again. You do it. You do it. So that is what. So Jesus said the same thing. James said the same thing. Peter says the same thing. Let's look at one of my favorites in the Bible after Jesus. I'm sure you've guessed that by now. I'm named after him. The Apostle Paul. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. I pray that the eyes of our eyes will be open to see this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. And give no opportunity to the devil. Give no opportunity to the devil, or give no place to the devil. That means he can't have any place in you unless you let him. No, he can't have any place in you unless. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Give him no place. Like I say, if you give him the storage room in your house, he wants to take over the whole house. He doesn't play nice. Don't give him any place. But you wouldn't be able to do that unless you had authority over him. Give no place to the devil. You see, he's the one that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus calls him the thief. So don't give him any place. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. If it looks like stealing, if it looks like killing, if it looks like destruction, it doesn't come from God. That is his mission. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, but listen to my lovely Jesus. I am come that they may have life, the very life of God, and have it abundantly. So he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's come to steal your children. He's come to steal your peace. He's come to steal your finances. He's come to steal in so many areas, but don't give him any place. Oh, tell him that in the mighty name of Jesus, get out of my affairs. My Lord and my God, give him no place. Give him no place. Give him no place. Give him no place. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So sometimes we are crying out to God for God to do something about the things that the enemy is doing. And he is saying to us, why are you crying to me? Why are you crying to me? Why are you crying to me? Notice what he said that to Moses. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. Exodus chapter 4, verse 15. My Lord and my God. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. Earlier on in Exodus chapter 4, verse 17, notice what he said to him. Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. And take in your hand this staff with which you shall do the signs. Take in your hand this rod with which you will do signs. So they get to the Red Sea, and Moses has the staff in his hand, and he's crying out to God. God is saying, what are you doing? Stop twiddling your tongues. This is me interpreting now. Stop twiddling your tongues. Stop crying out to me and do something about this. Tell the people to go forward. I give you this rod with which you will do signs. Jesus says, in my name, these signs will follow those who believe. So why are you crying to me when I've given you my name? That's what Jesus will say to us today. Why are you crying to me when I have given you my name? He said, lift up the rod and tell these people to go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know what the circumstances of life may be, but I think it's about time that in some areas you say, you take that name and say, devil, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Over my health, enough is enough. Over my finances, enough is enough. Over my children, enough is enough. Take your hands off. Take this rod with which you will do signs. You see, the authority belongs to us, but it doesn't work automatically. It is knowing about it and knowing, not just knowing about it, but walking in the fullness of it. You see, the secret to victory is to realize the weakness of your enemy. Some way, somehow, some people have the conception that the devil and God are equal. So sometimes, in some cases, they think the devil is bigger than God. No. 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 Look at, my Lord, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. This is the key to victory. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. Earlier on, he was talking about the evil spirit. But now he's saying, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We are not trying to overcome them. Notice, that's not what he says. We are from God. But we can spend a whole month right there. We are from God. When Jesus Christ came, he said, I am from above. We are born of God. We are born of God. We are from God. And I've overcome them because somebody overcame him for us. We are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. This illustration, I couldn't come up with any better. He said, you know who more than a conqueror is? Take the wrestler who practices and goes into a fight, and he wins the fight. And let's say they give him $1 million. And he comes home, and the wife is at home, and gives the check to the wife. The wife didn't fight any battle. She is more than a conqueror. Glory. We are more than conquerors. We have overcome them because Jesus Christ overcame him for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because the greater one, 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 lives in us. I'm ready to raise this roof. Hallelujah. I tell you. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Smith Wigglesworth, he was a great English preacher. One time he went into a room, and there was this girl possessed by the enemy. And the devil spoke through that girl and said, you can't cast me out. He said, I know in my own self I can't cast you out. Oh, but the greater one lives in me. The greater one can. He said, come out, you devil. And whatever number came out of that girl, and she was delivered. When this thing gets it from your head to your heart, that the greater one lives in you, we will take our place and do the works that he said we should do. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready for the next one? My Lord and my God, Revelation chapter 12. My Lord and my God, I want to instill a sense of who you are in Christ Jesus. That's what will make the difference. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Verse 8, notice it says, verse 7 says, now the war arose in heaven. Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place found for them in heaven. And he was cast down, thrown out from heaven, down to the earth. So put that together with what he says. Notice the phrase, there was no place found for him in heaven. No place found for him, and he was thrown down. So put that together with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. I want you to see how weak the enemy is. He won't threaten you anymore when you see it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Verse 5 says that even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. And verse 6, and raised us up with him and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, he has said, Jesus is seated. Verse 20 said that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you and I are seated, we get together with him in heavenly places. Where is that place? It is far above. And that is the place where the enemy, there was no place found for him there. So when you realize that, I am seated in heavenly places where there was no place found for the enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus, get lost out of my surroundings. You are seated far above, where there was no place found for him. He was cast out from heaven. He was cast out from heaven. And now you are seated in heavenly places. You have the greater one living in you. You have the same spirit, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, dwelling on the inside of you. That is why Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, set your mind on things above. Don't think from an earthly standpoint. No, 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 no. You are in God. You are from God. And you are seated. Get ready to reign in life. Get ready to exercise dominion in some of these areas. Stop crying to God. Oh, you are seated in heavenly places, far above, far above, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named. That is your new place. Take your seat. Take your seat at the right hand of the Father. And exercise earthly dominion from a heavenly perspective. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, it's a power play. It's a power play. Some people are afraid of the devil. I'm not. There was this preacher. He said he used to go on a walk. And every time he went with his dog. And the dog will see a cat in a particular spot. And the dog always went with that mindset to intimidate the cat. And he will go growling at the cat. and the cat will run away every time. And he said, what bothered me was why this cat chose to stay in the same spot every time we were coming. When he knew that this dog was bothering it. But one day, the cat had had enough. When the dog was coming, the cat brought out its paws. And the dog took the other side. And ran off. And that was the last day he messed around with that cat. He didn't try it again. That is so to speak sometimes. Oh, the enemy can keep meddling in our affairs. And so long as he knows that we don't know our authority in Christ Jesus. But today, like today, we are finding out who he has made us to be. What belongs to us and what we can do. That is the last day. When you find out, he will know that you know. He will know that you know. But the thing is to realize that all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. Psalm 62, verse 11. Oh, glory. My Lord, I'm enjoying this. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 62, verse 11. All power belongs to God. Get ready to reign in life. Say bye-bye to defeat. Psalm 62, verse 11. The psalmist came to realize it. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Let that sink in your heart this morning. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. The enemy has been stripped. You have to realize his weakness. To walk in victory, realize that he's a defeated foe. All power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. And then Jesus already has told us that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And notice what he also says in Romans chapter 13, verse 1. This was talking about civil authorities. But there's a phrase in there as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. I like the title in this Bible. It says, submission to authorities. It says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities. But notice this phrase. For there is no authority except from God. There is no authority except from God. There is no, all power belongs to God. There is no authority except from God. All authority comes from God. All authority. You see, the devil and his demons and all these things that we have to deal with, they are rebel holders of authority. Notice again what he says. The enemy is paralyzed. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Don't let these scriptures get away from you. Mark them in your Bible. Highlight them in your app, whatever you have to do. Don't let them get away from you. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy. Notice the phrase, destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. As that is in reference to Christians. As far as you are concerned, he's destroyed. The another translation says paralyzed. Paralyzed. If you went into a room and there was a paralyzed person, and that person was saying that I'm going to come into a wrestling match with me and I'll defeat you, you will laugh. You are paralyzed. What can you do? Did you see that? He says that he might destroy the one who had the power of death. That is the devil. That you and him, it's not an equal. as far as you are concerned, he's destroyed. He's defeated. They destroy the one who has the power of death. That is the devil. So when he shows up, that is why he goes about like a roaring lion. He's just making noise. He knows that he has a short time. He has dominion over the unsaved. But for you and I, Jesus Christ has paralyzed him for us. Defeated him for us. And so now we can submit ourselves to God. Submit ourselves to God and resist him. Resist him. And remember, anything that looks like stealing, killing, destroying comes from him. Comes to steal your health. Comes to steal from you and kill and destroy. That is his goal. But you see, he responds to power. It's a power play. He responds to power. He responds to power. Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3. He responds to power. He recognizes authority and power when he sees it. Jesus in Luke 10 and 19 said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy. Psalm 110. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sent from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garment from the womb of the morning. The King James says that through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit to you. Rule down in the midst of your enemies. Rule down in the midst of your enemies. Rule down in the midst of your enemies. Come and sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I will rule in the midst of my enemies. Though a host encamp around me, though they are around, I'm not afraid of them, because he set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Don't keep your eyes on the enemies. Keep your eyes on the table. Keep your eyes on the table. Keep your eyes on the table. Rule down. But the key here is, the authority has been given to us. The dominion has been given to us. And if we don't do anything with it, he's giving it to us. He wants us to exercise it. We reign in life. Because the thing is, he has made us kings and priests unto our God. And kings make decrees. If you know anything about kings, they exercise authority through words. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Oh, I am enjoying this, I tell you. Once you realize this, you'll be like that cat. You'll rise up and not let him run over you again. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more would those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life. Reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. The Amplified says, reign as kings. Reign as kings. Reign as kings in life. With words. With words. We reign through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. The earthly portion of his authority must be exercised on the earth. If we don't do anything, the head depends on the body for the authority to be exercised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And made us a kingdom and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Made us kings and priests. He has made us kings and priests. Kings and priests unto our God. And notice in the same Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation 5, verse 10. He says, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God. The other translation says, you have made them kings and priests to our God. And where would they reign? Right here. They shall reign on the earth. Reign. The dominion has been restored. Reign in life. Reign over circumstances. Somebody asked us, somebody said, how is it going? He says, I'm under the circumstances. What are you doing under the circumstances? Get out from under it. And reign in life. Reign in life. Reign in life. Exercise financial. Don't you like that? Huh? Exercise dominion in your health, in your finances, in your family. Reign in life. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I was pregnant with Joel, our third son, the doctor said, they did a scan on him and they said there's a hole in his heart. And knowing some of these things, I said, no. Hold it. No. You have to get to that point. Get to that point. Say a word. You remember the centurion that came to Jesus? He says, I am a man under authority. He looked at chapter 7 and verse 8 and 9 downward. He says, I am a man under authority. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to another, come, and he comes. Also, authority is released through words. I say. He recognized, they said that, I mean, the servant was ill, but he recognized that whatever was going on with the child was a servant to Jesus. So he said, you, Jesus, speak the word. I understand authority when I see it. You speak the word and I'll go home. You don't need to come to my house. Well, I said, no. He will be born. I mean, we took our stand. And to the glory of God, when he was born, he had a whole heart. He didn't have any hole there. No, people coming into the world shouldn't have hole in their heart. That's not how God intended in the beginning. In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. And 1 John 3, Jesus Christ came to undo the works of the enemy. But to the glory of God, he's giving us authority. He's giving us dominion. He said the dominion belongs to him forever and ever. Forever and ever. The earthly portion of it has been released to us. Let's rise up and take our place. Notice, I have to show you this. The Apostle Paul said finally, and then he wrote one more chapter. And I'm named after him, so there's one more chapter. Notice this. This is so important. Matthew chapter 18. Verse 18, we'll wrap up with that. Thank you, Lord. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But notice that something has to happen on the earth first. Do you see it? Something has to, because the authority has been released. Something bind it on the earth and heaven will back you up. If you don't bind it, then they are waiting. They are heavenly authorities, I call them. They are waiting for our words of command. And so when we speak contrary to the word of God, they don't know what to do with it. Whatever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Another translation says, whatever you allow on the earth, heaven will allow it. Whatever you do not permit, heaven will also not permit it. My Lord and my God. Oh, and I didn't get to another portion. We'll continue next week. One of the keys, one of the areas that authority is exercised is when he says, well, you remember in Ephesians chapter 6, he says that your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And in another, and in Romans chapter 10, he says, how beautiful are the feet of them that carry glad tidings. And you remember Jesus saying, go. I give you the authority, but now you go. Every time we are on the go for God, every time we are sharing the gospel, that is the easiest way where we can let the dominion of the enemy over the area and over the area subside. Because the more light there is, the more light there is. So to walk in authority, we must be people that delight in sharing the gospel. And of course, we must continually stay in his presence. Stay in relationship with him. Thank you, Lord. Next week, we'll study on areas where we can take authority and dominion and how we do it. But the key is, authority is released through words. It's released through words. Are you ready this morning? Let's pray. Let's pray. All of us can identify areas. Like Moses, we've been sitting around and crying to God. But this morning, he is saying, you do something about it. Something has to happen first. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it, the psalmist said. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Open your mouth wide over that unsaved loved one, over that circumstance, whatever it may be, that job situation, that financial situation. Open your mouth wide and speak the word of the Lord over it. Speak the word of the Lord over it. Speak the word in your health. Tell that body to line up. Tell that body to line up. The Apostle Paul says that in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I keep my body under. I is the real person on the inside. He keeps his body under control. He keeps his body. He's the keeper of the body. He's not going to let the enemy overrun it with what doesn't belong to that body. Whether it's sickness or whatever the case might be. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. 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 His mighty presence is in this place. Thank you, Lord. He said they overcame him. Oh, in Revelation chapter 12, where we saw they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Oh, in whom we have redemption. We have redemption. We have redemption. Oh, we have redemption. He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We are under a new king. We are under a new domain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, if you are listening or watching online or listening to this after the fact only, he said he gave his Paul to his servants. He gave his Paul to his children. Only children can exercise authority. You can't stay under the dominion of darkness and exercise dominion over him. It doesn't work that way. Maybe you may be being dominated by the enemy in life, in your dreams, in whatever the case might be. This morning, there is freedom in Jesus. There is freedom in Jesus. If you're willing to begin a relationship with him, just say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you came and pay the price for me. Thank you. I believe that you were raised from the dead. With my mouth, I confess you as Lord. Thank you, I'm saved. If you left his house, and you like the prodigal son, you are began to be in want, but you want to come back to him. Just say, Lord, take me back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. any area of your life where the enemy is dominating, this morning, I declare an end to it in the mighty name. Let's say this together. Lord, help us to get the revelation of this truth, that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let us get a revelation that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world, and rule and reign in the midst of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, and empower us, oh, to tell others this good news, that no longer do they have to remain under the domain of darkness. Oh, give Him praise and glory. 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 And now, by the light of God's word, by the revelation of God's word, I declare an end to the dominion of darkness in your life, in your dreams, any demonic manifestation. I decree an end to it in Jesus' mighty name. I decree an end to the dominion of sickness, of lack. And I release God's abundance. I pray, experience God's health in your family. May He fill your mouth with a testimony. May goodness and mercy follow you this week. May every day of this week be blessed. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine on you and give you His peace. His shalom. If that's you, say a big amen this morning. Say a loud amen. Say it like you are victorious. Amen. Oh, glory. My Lord, what do you do with a service like this?
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.